Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
There are moments that define us, moments we can make a difference. Registering as an organ donor is one of those moments. Your legacy can be the gift of life. You become a symbol of hope for those who need a life-saving transplant. Hope to the hopeless, power to the powerless. Choose to be a hero by registering as a donor at lifeshareok.org.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, the 2022 Census of Agriculture data is scheduled to be released on February the 13th of 2024 next year. At the National Farm Broadcasters Convention last week in Kansas City, I sat down with Joe Prasaki. He is the Division Director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he said producers have not been quite as responsive this year as they have in the past.
I would say it's not been as good as in the past, and you know, there's different reasons. People can speculate. So we're probably between 60 and 70% return rate this year. The actual numbers, we'll get that tabulated here shortly, because it takes a while, because we're getting close, but they're still massaging data, you know, so we're trying to get it pushed through. So,
talk a little bit about what you guys use this data for and why it's so important.
Well, first off, it's not necessarily for us, but it's for you.
Right.
You know, it's you, the American public, you, the consumer of data. That's what it's for. So the Census of Agriculture is really the only source where you can get that micro level, that county level information, what's going on in my area, my home area. You know, how many farms, what's the change, are there more, is there different kinds of farms coming in our community, and that sort of thing. So you can think about it, it's like, how does it help me locally? That's kind of really what's going on there.
And also, I know a lot of farm folks have to use it, like, for funding, because it goes by county, and you can see who's doing what and where.
Right. So rural development is here as well. Rural development works with these local communities and, you know, for grants and loans and that sort of thing. And so the Census of Agriculture becomes very useful tool when you're looking at what's going on in a particular community. What are the needs and how can the government help you? I know that's in some people's view is like, oh, the government's not really here to help me. But yes, no, the government is here to help you.
Hear my complete conversation with USDA NASA's Joe Prasaki. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Agriculture Future of America and the National FFA Organization have made their partnership official. The group signed a memorandum of understanding during AFA's Leaders Conference back in November. The MOU cements the bond that existed between the two groups and underscores a shared commitment to developing and empowering the next generation of leaders. AFA and FFA have similar goals and values regarding the role of school-based agricultural education, says Scott Stump. He's the CEO of the National FFA Organization. One of the primary objectives of this partnership is to create a seamless pathway for young individuals who are passionate about agriculture to transition from FFA to AFA, and by doing so, they'll get access to a wide array of leadership development opportunities, scholarships, internships, membership programs, and job opportunities. FFA and AFA also intend to collaborate on various products and initiatives that promote agricultural education and leadership, including the chance to interact with experienced professionals. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.